On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
The 20 on Johannesburg, 32 Rustenburg, 33 Rare.
Got a stationary truck on the M1 South at Rigel Avenue. Delays on the N14 North as you approach the RU101 on-ramp towards the city centre. And we've also got a stationary vehicle on the M1 South after the ramp to Rigel Avenue.
Ons begin by die Midlanga Kommissie waar 'n e-pos wat onder die naam Bixie gestuur is, opgeduik het. Dit beskuldig Ekurhuleni amptenare daarvan dat hulle korrupsie binne die metropolisie beskerm. Voormalige direkteur van werknemersverhoudinge, Kolani Ntisa, sê die boodskap het paniek onder senior bestuurders veroorsaak. Anastasie Mogobo bereg.
Nisa told the commission that the now infamous email sent in August 2023 accused top Ekurhuleni officials of corruption and shielding now suspended EMP deputy chief Julius Mkhwanazi. He says the email was copied to senior officials and News 24 investigative journalist Jeff Weeks, attaching a charge sheet allegedly leaked from within the municipality. He read part of the email to the commission.
Please report this to the media and shame the municipality for protecting corrupt officials. Please be careful, however, because Julius is highly connected with Matlala, who's also a suspect in the murder of Dikoran Babita.
Anastasia Mogobo for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
Die minister in die presidentsie Kombutso Ntshebeni sê die kabinet is vol vertroue dat Suid-Afrika 'n suksesvolle G20 leiersberaad sal aanbied. Die leiersberaad vind volgende naweek plaas. Ntshebeni het die media vandag ingelig oor die uitkomste van gister se kabinetsvergadering.
A G20 State of Readiness media briefing will be held on Sunday to take citizens and the global stakeholders into the country's confidence, including milestones achieved since South Africa's G20 presidency in November 2024. We are working whether there will be a need for a family meeting for the president to address the nation. If such a need is determined, the president will address a family meeting.
Ons fokus verskuif nou na aanlyn dobbelary en Suid-Afrika het 'n toename in die gewildheid daarvan ervaar, veral onder jong mense. November word erken as verantwoordelike dobbelmaand in Suid-Afrika. Thelma Oppold is die land se eerste en enigste dobbelnavorser en sê dobbelary is 'n stille epidemie.
I'm calling for action in terms of prevention. I'm calling for action in terms of designing these interventions with people in mind, and I'm calling for families to be at the center of it because of the hidden nature of the gambling within homes, and that's extending to communities.
Vir meer oor Suid-Afrika se dobbelkrisis, besoek jacarandafm.com. In klik op nuus. Die inligtingsreguleerder van Suid-Afrika het 'n skikking met WhatsApp bereik. Dit rakende sy privaatheidsbeleid van 2021, voorsitter Pansy Tlako.
WhatsApp has agreed to introduce a number of enhancements to the transparency information that it makes available to South African users.
En ons sluit af met nog nuus uit die buiteland. Spanje het pluimvee inperkingsmaatreëls na al sy streke uitgebrei. Dit nadat voëls aanvanklik tot omheinings in hoë risiko gebiede beperk is. Die bevel is van toepassing op alle pluimveeplase. Eende en ganse moet ook apart van ander voëls grootgemaak word. Action al September, meer nuus om 3:00.
Thank you very much, Chanel. That was so professional. Yeah, you can come back and do it again at 3:00.
No worries.